Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people who were killed in a stampede at a religious festival after police clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. Chaos erupted after police charged protesters among those at the festival and fired tear gas, triggering a stampede. Moroccan police have arrested 10 women who had allegedly pledged allegiance to the Islamic State jihadist group and plan to carry out suicide bombings across the country, according to authorities Monday. The Interior Ministry says the all-female cell had tried to obtain the chemicals used to make explosives belts and were planning to attack vital installations. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday that Russia was concerned about the developing situation in Syria and is seeking to normalize it. He spoke during a news conference Monday. He says, "We are concerned about the attempts by some participants of the process inside and outside Syria to act regardless of the decisions of the UN Security Council. We want to remove all obstacles standing in the way of achieving everything that has been agreed in relation to Syria normalization." His comments come as the Syrian government and allied forces advance towards Aleppo. Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital Monday, killing at least 10 people, according to security and medical officials. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today in Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban says they have captured several checkpoints in Kunduz. This is VOA News. Greek police